WCHL, first thing in the morning, every day, Monday through Friday, we have a trivia question from Mr. Kiger, and guess who's here?
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Kiger's here.
Very glib, very glib.
Fresh off the pages of the dictionary, where he's saying, being mistaken for Tigger every day.
Well, yeah, it happens.
How's it going?
It's all good.
I hope you've had a good week and you're ready for
busy.
A big weekend.
Busy week. Yeah, yeah. I go over to NC State tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm back in Chapel Hill for the Tennessee Rick Barnes. I'm not quite sure if our fans have forgotten Rick Barnes.
Oh, I don't think they forgot.
I got a strange sensation that he's not necessarily going to be welcomed when introduced.
The fans who've been around for a while remember him quite well.
Yes, I could probably go into far more detail than I should.
Yeah. Well, he's a
fiery
guy who
fiery
stood up to Dean Smith. And
that's why Clemson fans love him.
Yeah.
He stood up to Dean Smith.
Exactly. That's exactly what they said.
Yeah.
And my goodness, look out the window there. Already early this morning, there's Berkeley Grimble.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world is he doing here? Well, anyway, what's up today? You got a good question?
Well, Chapel Hill history.
Okay, well, you're a history guy, so
well,
I'm sure you would
know enough to know there's a lot more to know, but
yeah.
Chapel Hill history.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, my friend, December the 9th, 1975, the site of Coach Dean Smith's weekly press conferences and the place that supposedly, and I'm pretty sure I'm correct, that he brought Charlie Scott to dinner while recruiting him.
Oh, yeah.
Burned.
Mm-hmm.
Name the restaurant that's set at the corner of 54 and Findlay Golf Course Road.
I know exactly what you mean. Been there many times.
So, Coach Smith, in one of his efforts to bring about integration,
mm-hmm.
along with Reverend Seymour,
yep.
Coach Smith brought Charles Scott,
mm-hmm.
and he held his weekly press conferences there. Name that restaurant.
Well, you know, some people may have given Charles Scott a really hard time if he walked in there, but he was with Dean Smith. He was with Robert Seymour. Thank you very much
exactly.
for doing that, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Reverend Seymour.
Yeah, you got it. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question. Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse. Our Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. WCHL, first thing in the morning, every day, Monday through Friday, we have a trivia question from Mr. Kiger. And guess who's here?
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Kiger's here.
Very glib, very glib.
Fresh off the pages of the dictionary, where he's saying, being mistaken for Tigger every day.
Well, yeah, it happens.
How's it going?
It's all good.
I hope you've had a good week and you're ready for
busy.
A big weekend.
Busy week. Yeah, yeah. I go over to NC State tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm back in Chapel Hill for the Tennessee Rick Barnes. I'm not quite sure if our fans have forgotten Rick Barnes.
Oh, I don't think they forgot.
I got a strange sensation that he's not necessarily going to be welcomed when introduced.
The fans who've been around for a while remember him quite well.
Yes, I could probably go into far more detail than I should.
Yeah. Well, he's a
fiery
guy who
fiery
stood up to Dean Smith.
That's why Clemson fans love him.
Yeah.
He stood up to Dean Smith.
Exactly. That's exactly what they said.
Yeah.
And my goodness, look out the window there. Already early this morning, there's Berkeley Grimble.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world is he doing here? Well, anyway, what's up today? You got a good question?
Chapel Hill history.
Okay, well, you're a history guy, so
well,
I'm sure you would
I know enough to know there's
know
a lot more to know, but
yeah.
Chapel Hill history.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, my friend, December the 9th, 1975, the site of Coach Dean Smith's weekly press conferences and the place that supposedly, and I'm pretty sure I'm correct, that he brought Charlie Scott to dinner while recruiting him.
Oh, yeah.
Burned.
Mm-hmm.
Name the restaurant that's set at the corner of 54 and Findlay Golf Course Road.
I know exactly what you mean. Been there many times.
So, Coach Smith, in one of his efforts to bring about integration,
mm-hmm.
along with Reverend Seymour,
yep.
Coach Smith brought Charles Scott,
mm-hmm.
and he held his weekly press conferences there. Name that restaurant.
Well, you know, some people may have given Charles Scott a really hard time if he walked in there, but he was with Dean Smith. He was with Robert Seymour. Thank you very much
exactly.
for doing that, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Reverend Seymour.
Yeah, you got it. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question.